Fox News Radio.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, hour two is here. We're going to start this with an El Paso History Moment produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission. What a crew there. Her story today, this is a good one. Her story today is about a 1909 lecture by a woman who actually scared the police.
The most dangerous woman in the world. Emma Goldman, a Russian Jewish immigrant, traveled the U.S. preaching women's rights, free love, anarchy, and the overthrow of U.S. capitalism. But in 1892, Emma and her lover Alexander Berkman attempted to assassinate Carnegie Steel Company manager Henry Clay Frick. But Frick survived the attack, and Berkman went to jail. When Emma came to lecture in the El Paso Opera House in March of 1909, El Paso authorities cited she was an advocate of politically motivated murder and violent revolution, and her lectures were limited to English-speaking audiences only, for fear of losing control of a population vulnerable to Emma's message. This was an El Paso History Moment. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
Man, I tell you, all the Sargent services are here today.
Racing right. To get home may get you there a bit quicker,
hello?
But it comes at a cost.
Whatever that was, that wasn't what I had in mind.
That was the other station.
Hello, testing one. Is this thing on?
Hello.
Life in the Fast Lane, Melissa Sargent. That was a nice piece there, but that woman sounded like a little bit nutty.
That was a wild time, and you know, you figure she had killed Carnegie. You know, we might not have had that beautiful library. The Women's Club wouldn't have had a program there.
Well, that's so. Just one problem.
Yeah, I know. A lot of things.
But that's a bizarre piece of history. And people came through El Paso all the time on the trains.
We have tons of people that have come through that people hear about in other parts of the country, in New York and such. But we had a lot of the same people come through, so it's amazing.
Well, also, this wasn't a performer, but people giving lectures or speeches, they would.
She was a communist.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, people giving presentations. This happened to be one I wouldn't want to know about. But, I mean, the presentation people, they would pick El Paso because it's halfway to California from
that's
wherever
right.
you just came from.
It was one of the places they stopped along that route.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that big old history. All right, that's the El Paso County Historical Commission. Their meeting, when is that?
It's always the second, or usually the second Monday of every month, and the one in this month of November will be November 14th at 11:30 a.m. at the United Bank of El Paso del Norte, the downtown branch at Main Street in Kansas.
Who are you going to call?
I think we should call Bernie Sargent at 915-581-7920, and I'll probably answer the phone.
Is it ringing now? I think I hear it ringing.
Ring.
Hello.
The chairman of the El Paso County Historical Commission has arrived. His name is Bernie Sargent. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everybody.
Welcome here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Well,
I enjoyed
indeed.
Coming
well,
out here.
You are very historic in your own mind. No, I mean, really.
Oh, no, that's hysterical.
We always do that to Bernie. But no, the fact that El Paso history is so great and wonderful, you're one of the people who showed up and figured that out.
Yes,
from where
well,
you
there's,
came.
There's a few of us now, and it's a growing number, which I'm really happy to see. And you know, all the help in the world that we can get to make this a success for El Paso and West Texas, I think, is wonderful.
Well, history's going to drive this, I think. And it looks like the city has finally figured it out. The county figured it out already.
The county did. The city's a little slow in the uptake, but you know, we'll convince them. I guess one of the things we can always say is if we have a situation where we've got folks that are lagging at whatever level, we're at the point right now where we've got an awful lot of friends out there, and we can help them through the political process. How's that?
What are you talking about exactly? We're talking about history in El Paso?
History, heritage, culture, absolutely. The whole thing is one big bailiwick. And, you know, as we've been saying for quite some time now, many years, that El Paso just gets a small smidgen of the tourism dollars that the state enjoys. And there's no reason that should happen. I just recently had 11 supervisors or superintendents from various national parks around the western United States this week, took them on a tour, Shelley and I did, and we took them down to San Elizario, we took them over to Socorro, we went over to Hart's Mill, we actually got to walk on the other side of the fence and look at the dams, you know, the American Dam.
Did you
and
go
all
with
that.
Mark?
With Mark.
Yeah,
with Mark,
can, Mark can
IBWC.
Do that.
And then we ended up over at Keystone, and when we got done, we had a nice dinner. And it really just had a nice time. And every one of them said, I had no idea there was that much here. And I said, we only shared 10 hours with you. Just wait.
Well, Bernie, you and I can probably agree on this. The main problem about El Paso history is publicity.
That has a lot to do with it.
I mean,
and I think your videos
there.
Have gone a long way, but there's a lot more your videos can do.
Oh, God. We'd love to see this go out there because the history is the same, but the fact that what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
That's where we're at. And it would be interesting and great to see the county government, the city government get behind promoting history. But I think they all got kind of burned on that Oñate statue.
Yeah, they did.
Public art,
the largest bronze statue of its kind in the world.
Politicians all over the place getting behind it saying, yeah, and then the protesters came and got it dumped all over them.
Well, the sad thing about the protesters is they didn't represent the native tribe that they claimed they were representing.
And they weren't from El Paso.
And, you know, we have this propensity, it seems, that we want to rewrite history to what's more fashionable to today's standards. You know, we had nothing to do with what took place 400 years ago, 300 right. years ago. That's the way the world was, like it or not. So you can't whitewash it and say, oh, that never happened because you changed the name of something.
And now your people owe my people money.
Those kinds of things.
Horse pucky.
It's wow, that was pretty strong language.
That's big.
Have you ever seen horses playing with puckies?
That's historic. That's historic.
That's right. We're pucking around.
No, go. Move on, Bernie.
Yes, I mean.
Off the edge almost.
The rhinos are on the road this week. That's what I was alluding to.
Right, sure. Okay. But to the point of the history, we have better history than the rest of Texas.
Oh, absolutely.
In fact, I've heard that Texas history begins in El Paso.
Well, they had the director from El Camino Real de los Tejas with us, and he was just shaking his head. He goes, this is incredible. And we only have a 42-mile stretch of the Camino Real. And what we can talk about with that is predating the Camino Real is the trade routes that the natives used along the Rio Grande River, and then the subsequent routes that followed it, the Butterfield Trail, the Bankhead Highway, the first railroad, all those things through El Paso, and the influence is just incredible on the history of the Southwest.
We ought to quantify this a little bit better, and I've been doing what I can as an individual with a wife who has a real job. To support
and
me.
We're all thankful for that.
Yeah, well, but the point is, it allows me to go out and do this.
Yeah.
There's no paycheck on most of what I do here. It's just kind of like, you need to do it. And sooner or later, this will turn into an institution of somebody promoting El Paso. Mm-hmm. Normally, what you see in a city is a public TV station getting a producer or two and making all their history known on video. The problem here is the TV stations are kind of weak. One's coming back. And there's never been that attitude of explaining El Paso through television. I'll give you a quick example. Buffalo, New York, somebody dumped money on them. They decided it about 20 years ago. They went and did a video tour of every church in the entire Buffalo area because they had the money to do it. Fabulous buildings, great stories. You look at the culture, you see the people, you see how they live. We should do something like that here, but it's a matter of funding.
Funding has a lot to do with it, and the commission, the County Historic Commission, is doing its best with no monies to speak of. Well, we get a little bit of a stipend from the county, but it doesn't pay anybody that's on the commission. We're all, you know, it's all volunteer work.
Thousands
we have Joshua
of hours,
Smith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have Joshua Smith, who has taken it upon himself as a subcommittee leader to reach out to all of the churches to create a historical a documentation of every church, every religion in El Paso
County.
Great
idea.
Yeah. So he's going to be working on that project going forward. And he's a busy guy and a very bright guy. We're probably going to lose him because he's so bright. He's going to become a doctor. And he got two different scholarship opportunities colleges away from El Paso.
Aww.
We'll talk about that kind of thing because the younger people need to get involved in the Historical Commission.
I couldn't agree with you more.
You know, and how are we going to do that? I don't know.
Well, the irony of your question right now is we are at the leisure of the county historical or the county commissioner's court. We are appointed every 2 years, and it's an odd year. So our appointments or reappointments are coming up due in January of 2017. So right now I've reached out to most of the commissioners, county commissioners, and the judge to make sure that they look at their their affiliation of contacts out there and suggest some appointments to the commission.
One reason the commission works well, and I'll just explain it this way, is because as a group of people trying to get something done, It is because of the structure. Mm-hmm. You really can't take the thing over and run it your way.
No.
Because it's not allowed. There's too many votes, and you can go to the commissions and kick them off. A nonprofit corporation, bless their hearts, I've been in enough of them and seen enough of them operate, they have a tendency to get top-heavy, and it goes in one direction that not everybody wants to go in.
Sure.
And you can't stop them.
Sure.
So that's the difference between why things work the way they do with various groups in El Paso. The commission is the group that has got actually a state mandate.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
You're running with it.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And, you know, I had some big shoes to fill with Will DeBusk. You know, we miss him dearly because he was quite an individual and a great volunteer for our organization and absolutely loved El Paso. And he was a rocket scientist.
Wow,
so.
Literally. And he was also your marker man.
He was the marker guy, yeah. He taught us how to do the rehabilitations on the markers. So now we're doing that in his place. And it's a little work, but it's worth it when you can see the end result.
You just tried that out at Keystone Heritage Park on the things that he taught you about. And you're repairing and fixing up some plaques there.
Yeah, we have three plaques there that were donated by various garden groups.
I saw that on Facebook this morning, didn't I?
Yeah. And so, you know, Melissa and I went out there and we did a little bit of rehabilitation on those, and I thought, you know, there's something we can do to make this easier, so I went out and got a battery-powered sander, which is a lot easier than what we were doing with a block sander.
You were playing with it.
I was playing with it. It was fun. But, you know, so those are the kinds of things that we do, and regarding markers, right now we've got, 285 historic markers and sites within El Paso County.
Well,
right.
You and I put that many in a book one day. The video and the book, remember we made that?
Yeah, we did. We did. And we were the first in the state to actually identify the markers and the historical sites by coordinates.
It's normal.
Now everybody does it, and it's a mandatory thing from the THC. And I remember the first time I mentioned it in one of the meetings, somebody said, what do you want to do that for? And I'm like, that was quite a few years ago.
Right.
And I just thought it would be so much easier going into the future, knowing that they had these apps for phones being developed where you could just plug in the coordinates and drive right to it.
Yeah. And so now we know what it's for. And we did that first here in El Paso. Well, that was like 86 we did that.
Yeah.
Somewhere
it wasn't 86 because I wasn't on the commission in 86. 96.
I'm sorry, 06. 2006.
Yeah, because I think I got on the commission in...
You know, numbers after a while, they're just
19, hot yeah. 1 or something.
Yeah, don't confuse
a good 7, 012, whatever.
Yeah, don't confuse a good story with fact.
There you go. So yeah. Bernie Sargent's in the house. He is, I guess you could say, Mr. Historian El Paso.
Well, I'm one of many.
Well, yeah, but see, you're the guy with the hat. And you're the guy also willing to take the arrows. Because you're out there at the podium when it hits the fan.
Yeah.
I've seen you do that.
Yeah.
What's going on lately, Bernie, that we need to know about?
Kevlar. Well, I think one of the things that's really hit the news lately has been the proposed location of the arena. And the only thing I want to offer up about that is we don't really like that location. And we're trying to see what we can do to get some common sense into this decision process. In the meantime, the neighbors really don't like the location.
Oh, the locals that are getting kicked out?
They're going to be adjacent to a venue such as an arena, and they're not real happy about that. So I know that they're very vocal and they're very organized. It'll be interesting to see how this thing progresses.
I have seen on the other side, the opposition, the same steeled attitude I saw when they took down the Muir building.
Yeah. This is even bigger.
This is wrong.
This is bigger. Oh, yeah. I couldn't agree with you more.
There's a lot of places to put an arena, but they want it adjacent to their other properties so they can make even more money. And we're talking here, Bernie, basically, it's greed versus history. That's all you got here. Because that arena could go somewhere else. You could put that arena on city property today in Northeast El Paso, offering nobody a buyout because you already own it.
Yep.
Start construction in 2 weeks.
Well, and boosting,
whatever.
And boosting the businesses out in the Northeast, which is always, Northeast has always been kind of like, they're starting to grow now, but they've always been this forgotten corner of our city.
Downtown has the repository of most of the history that's gone on in El Paso. So that's why a lot of things concentrate downtown. Now they're looking at scraping six blocks clean of the history.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong with that.
Yeah, it's kind of a murky picture.
Next week, we're going to take on that discussion completely with Yolanda Leva, Dr. Leva from UTEP,
mm-hmm.
Dr. David Romo from UTEP,
mm-hmm.
and also Robert Diaz from the El Paso County Historical Society. He found in his files at the Society a survey that was from a few years ago
mm-hmm.
of that location.
We had asked, one of the things that we're trying to do is digitize every study, every report that we can get our hands on, not only of downtown, but all of El Paso County. And it had come to our attention that they had that study. He said he had it on file, so he did bring it up for us. So that, I was really happy that he found it.
Next week, he'll be here with those two doctors from UTEP, and they are interested in putting history first.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes. As we go to break, let's take a call first. This is from Johnny. Got you on the radio. Johnny, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I haven't talked to you guys in a few months.
Hey, how you doing, Johnny?
We've missed you.
Well, I'm. You segue into the right subject. That's what I was calling you all about. Is about downtown, and I wanted to get since you guys are historians and custodians of the city, in my way of thinking, I wanted to get your point of view. I've already gotten some of it, and when you said Northeast El Paso, I'm thinking you're talking about Corn Stadium, and I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of parking around there, and also even the County Coliseum. I know that'll probably be another point of contention. But I have yet. I'm still filming from the City Hall destruction, and as a way of my only way of having my little anger. I haven't gone down there yet. Not so much to stay away from the ballpark, but the parking is a nightmare. Now I'm hearing about meters going to be charged and everything. And what you guys said made sense. Seems like someone is trying to make some money off of us. My question is, can it be stopped, the arena thing? Some people told me they've already, used the first shovel to start digging. So,
no, they haven't done that yet. But okay. I will. Thanks, Johnny. I appreciate that. And I could agree with you more. We talked endlessly with people in the city and the county as to common sense locations. First, the baseball park. Now, the proposed arena. And one of the suggestions was over at the Asarco property, because UTEP's not going to buy all of it. So there's a huge piece of property. What a great advertisement for El Paso to see a great venue like that along the interstate. Plus, you've got accessibility, you've got parking, everything that you need. Or choice number two might be out there at Diablo Stadium. I mean, it's a great, great opportunity to get the Fort Bliss soldiers and have them have easy access. And you're closer to New Mexico, so you're going to bring those people into the special venues. So, I mean, there's some common sense locations that we had suggested.
Johnny, just to let you know the answer to your question, what could change this? Another vote from City Council.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And also another vote for another City Council.
There you go.
Are you running for office, Johnny?
That is the process.
Yes, I think he should run in the Northeast. Come on, Johnny.
We're going to look real careful. There's a lot of people in the El Paso community right now that are paying a lot of attention to the elections that are forthcoming in the next 18 months. And we're looking for people that want to approach this with common sense. Now, I know they say that the arena has to be downtown because that's what the bond election said. No, it did not say that. I've got a copy of the ballot. Now, the ordinance that they wrote
changed it.
In order to put it on the ballot did say downtown. So there's a bone of contention there.
Uh-huh. And, but the same people can have another ordinance.
That's right. They could rewrite it.
We could change it, that's for sure.
That's
you
right.
Betcha. And if you're elected, you can lead that charge, Johnny.
I'm voting for Johnny.
I am too.
Thanks for ringing up, dude.
and if not, we want you out there ankle biting at the city council.
Well, there's
got
to be something going on here, because I would bet you that if history led the parade here, we'd have a lot more tourists.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. And that's the most profitable aspect of tourism, according to all the experts, is heritage, tourism, and culture.
It's not coming to an arena?
No.
A 12,000-seat arena?
No.
Downtown?
No.
And it's 12,000 seats! Oh, my God. All right, taking a break here. 544 what?
5876 or 5444 KTSM.
Call that, see what happens.
Okay. Still taking your child's temperature the same way it was done decades ago? Pick up the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer at Walgreens or other fine retailers today.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Fall means football, cool weather, and hot deals on Bridgestone tires from Martin Tire. Who knows? There might just be a road trip in your future to see your Dallas Cowboys play at AT&T Stadium during Bridgestone's great Cowboy Tickets giveaway at Martin Tire. You can't win if you don't enter, and there's no purchase necessary. Just stop into any Martin Tire store and fill out the official entry form. While you're there, check out a set of four Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza Plus tires. They're perfect for your light truck with year-round performance and an 80,000-mile treadwear warranty. And right now, they're at prices that no one can beat. This could be your lucky November with the hottest deals and the best tires from Bridgestone and a chance to win tickets to see America's team during Bridgestone's great Cowboy Tickets giveaway and only from the Southwest's favorite tire dealer, Martin Tire.
No purchase necessary. One entry per family. Ticket giveaway open to residents of New Mexico and West Texas. See store for details and official rules.
It just doesn't matter how many sit-ups I do. My belly just won't go away.
Are you sure you're not just bloated?
Bloated?
Yeah, some people with big bellies actually aren't fat. They're just bloated.
Really?
Like me, I totally used to be plagued by potbelly until I got my free trial of Nubiotics. It's like this natural new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. You just have to decrease use if your belly flattening results are too dramatic.
So it works?
Oh, yeah. Turns out I wasn't fat, just bloated. My belly flattened and continues to get flatter. So, yeah, you're gonna love it. And actually, I think they're even still giving away free trials.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Find out with a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. 1-800-900-1624. That's 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-957-1590. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-957-1590. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-957-1590. That's 1-800-957-1590.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got Bernie Sargent in the house today talking about things downtown, talking about things historical, hysterical as well. But lest you know also who's coming in here next week on the program. Hour one is the subject we mentioned. Our topic is the historic neighborhood at Santa Fe and San Antonio Streets. Mm. It's been selected by City Council for an arena. What El Paso history is scheduled to be torn down? We kind of have an idea. We're going to describe the history involved with guest Drs. Yolanda Leyva and David Romo and Robert Diaz from the Historical Society. November 19th, we're going to talk about a company that came to El Paso with the railroads in 1881, and that company is still operating and here today. In fact, they're one of the earliest companies ever in El Paso. They've been involved in every aspect of El Paso history over the centuries, and they're going to come to the studio to talk about their unique El Paso experience. They are the second law firm ever formed in Texas and the first one in El Paso. We're going to have attorneys Mike McQueen and Joe Hammond from the law firm of Kemp Smith.
And we are honoring them this coming Monday, I should say, at our commission meeting, with an award recognizing them for being a 100-year-old company in El Paso, Texas.
A week from Monday.
A week from Monday.
All right, November 25th coming in here. What were the weapons that settled the West? From the time of Oñate to now, guns were all over the place. What were they? Rod Linkus is coming in from the Historical Commission. And
Angry
Scott,
Wives.
And their wives?
No, Angry Wives.
Angry Wives.
The weapons.
Also coming in is Scott Drake. He owns the Drake Fine Sporting Arms in El Paso. And we're going to take a look at Mexican Revolution weapons as well. December 3rd, McGoffin Home coming in. And John Middaugh. Bless John. He's going to tell us
some stories.
So there's a lot coming up. What do you got?
Bob Bozbell, too. Don't forget about him. He's coming in. He's the editor of True West Magazine.
What date's he coming in?
He's coming in December 10th, and he's a True West Magazine editor. He's been on History Channel and many of the... He's an Old West historian, and he has this great blog I had to bring up. It's Bob Bozbell's Big Bad Book of Bad Diary Entries, which are basically taken from his daily calendar on... The insanity of running a True West magazine.
That's an interesting.
You actually have to. This guy is phenomenal.
He's
insane.
I've
seen him. Yeah. I've seen him. The first time I met him was up in Redoso many years ago.
Oh, God, yeah, a long time ago.
A long, long time ago. And I bought all of the books he had with him. The magazine is incredible. We love that magazine. We have a very special announcement next week that we can make about that magazine. And then also, Bob is going to be here next year, October 7th, as our featured guest speaker presenter as we do our first annual Heritage Gala, sponsored by the County Story Commission.
Interesting. So he's going to come in for that. Well, we'll get him on the radio and talk to him.
Yes.
And their readership is well over 150,000. Their distribution of magazines is like about 90,000 now.
He needs to know us, and we need to know him. So we do.
We do.
Here we are.
Yes. Yeah. He knows about El Paso, Concordia, and a
triple
lot of different
B,
things.
Triple B, we call him.
Yes,
Bob Bozbell.
Interesting character there. We're going to have him on the radio coming up in December. So a lot going on there. We're going to take a break and come back, talk to Bernie Sargent a little bit more. We also, is there a trivia question working out there?
Oh, I think we do.
What was that?
Bubbling up somewhere
what
in my papers here.
What was that trivia question?
It was very trivial.
Did we actually ask one? We must have.
No, we didn't yet. I can't find it in my papers.
Oh, here we go. What? Are you ready?
Yes.
When did the governor of Texas form the first county historical commission? What year? Ha.
That sounds good.
I know that.
Also, let's ask the second question, see if they get either one. And this is for Pepe's, this is for DVDs.
Pepe's and DVDs.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
okay. How many El Paso County Historical Commission historical markers are spread around the county? We'll take a number above.
Yes.
So if it's above 10, you will lose. It's way above 10. So give us a number, the closest one wins, and those are the questions on the trivia. And we got your DVDs, you got your Pepe's food. Today, we're going to go to Pepe's for lunch. Shall we
That's
do that?
Right, yes.
Lunch
you too.
At Pepe's. Let's warn them now. Here we come.
Yes.
Shelly, you going to lunch? Yep, Shelly's going to go, so that's cool.
She's
Everybody's
going
to be there.
You know, the only guy that we really need to take out there can't get out of here. That's Sergio.
I know.
Sergio is the only guy. Sergio, you want
we
some?
Need bring him some
He doesn't eat Mexican food.
Well, yeah, he does. Because, you know what? I'm going to give him a coupon. Hey, answer the question. Would you like a coupon? Yay, he won the coupon. So what do we do now? Let's go do something. We should probably take another break here and come back and talk to Bernie. The thing about the arena and the downtown history, I don't think that discussion has really begun in earnest yet.
No.
Even though it was a 3-day or 4-day notice that this is happening. Okay, folks, that's going to have to be accounted for.
Yes. To be developed, and it's being developed as we speak.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Look at Facebook. Call us up. We're going to take a break.
915-544-5876. 915-544-KTSM.
Did you know that identity theft goes beyond what you can see on a credit report and what your bank can alert you to? Identity thieves can open new accounts in your name, rent or buy properties in your name, drain your 401k, and even file fake tax returns in your name. In fact, there's all kinds of identity theft beyond what you might expect. That's why LifeLock goes beyond credit monitoring to help protect your identity. We use proprietary technology to alert you to a whole range of threats to your identity. And if there's a problem, one of our U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can feel beyond good knowing someone is looking out for you. Join now and get 60 days risk-free plus 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RADIO60. That's promo code RADIO60. LifeLock.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-500-6202. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-500-6202. That's 1-800-500-6202. 1-800-500-6202.
The Texas Secretary of State reminds you that you have 3 days until the November 8th election. So remember, get the facts before you vote. Find out what you need to bring to the polls at votetexas.gov.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all. Plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, stuff going on we need to tell you about this week only in El Paso, Inc.
What's behind a new plan to light up El Paso's downtown skyline with vintage rooftop signs?
When a mortgage is not a mortgage but a scam, and what a new criminal task force is investigating, that's in the Inc.
And the home of a famous El Paso bootmaker gets an upgrade. And a cowboy.
What's that all about? El Paso Inc. online at elpasoinc.com and available for home and business delivery by calling
534-4422 to subscribe.
One more note for the celebration of the mountains. They're still celebrating out there.
Oh, yeah. They got some great field trips. Sunday, tomorrow, they're going to have this Sea of Tranquility field trip, and that'll be from, starts at 10:30 a.m., and it's basalt. Thank you. Basalt created by an ancient volcanic eruption, and you can go out with them and take a tour of that. The Schaefer Shuffle and Loop 1, that'll be Saturday, November 12th.
Easy for you to say.
I know. An Introduction to Rio Bosque Wetlands Park, Geology Geography. You can find all this on Celebration of Our Mountains by Googling it. It's celebmountainsmtns.org, but it's a perfect time of year to be out there.
Maybe
hiking
not this morning.
Not yesterday.
All right, here we go. You ready? ABC 7 Extra. Coming up this evening, or actually Sunday night, they're going to review the elections from an El Paso perspective with an eye on voter turnout. So far, the hottest early voting election in El Paso's history.
Yes.
Your turn.
The program is live and interactive, and you can send in your comment or question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Stephanie Wadion hosts this Sunday's Extra at 10:35 p.m. only on ABC 7.
All right, back to reality here where we are with Mr. Bernie Sargent. That's always a shaky moment to think Bernie and reality in the same sentence. Yeah. We kid you a lot, Bernie, but what you do for El Paso history is truly amazing. I don't think people understand. Your volunteer wife knows how much you volunteer.
Yeah.
And she's still volunteering to be your wife, apparently.
Oh, no, I pay dearly.
Okay. Oh. But to the historical component of your career and your life, man, you don't get paid for that, but you're doing a great job.
Not a penny.
Not a penny, dude. Mm-hmm. But the chairman of the El Paso County Historical Commission, and that's something you can do in various ways. You can make that happen. But you're the guy, you're the go-to guy that people across the country and the state now have. But what's going on in El Paso history? They call you.
It's flattering. It really is. I'm blessed that I love this. You know, I really enjoy doing it. I'm even more blessed that I have Melissa as a wife, and she supports me in what I'm doing almost all the time.
It's helpful.
It's very helpful.
There's a few days the door locks have been changed.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I'm used to it. My mom and dad did that to me, too.
You guys have too many back jokes. So what's going on that we need to know about the Historical Commission? What's it up to?
Okay. This next year, one of our two of our budget items that we had planned for, and I'm hoping to renegotiate with the county because the stipend we get really will dictate what we can do. I mentioned a little bit earlier about Bob Bozbell from True West Magazine being our featured presenter, speaker, designated guest of honor at the banquet. That's one item that we're going to do, which is new and improved for the County Historic Commission. The other is we're putting together, or talking about putting together, with a little bit of help from the county, a curriculum for middle school and elementary school students.
Good idea.
That we can present to Region 19, and it can be implemented into the classrooms. We would even go so far as to offer folks from the commission that could go out and do the presentations. Again, it's all about familiarizing the students when they're younger as to the history and heritage of El Paso County. And I think, I'm convinced, and I think most people agree with me, that by doing that, we're creating an esprit de corps amongst the community. As they grow older, they understand where we came from and what we're all about. Not to rewrite history, but to glean from history and learn from it, and then become more proud of where they came from.
You'll always have a new crop of people coming up.
We do.
The students, the younger kids. If they don't get told what the history is here, then they're going to grow up and not be ambassadors. But if they are told and they do get it, there's a certain pride that occurs in El Paso.
In fact, we had this week at Concordia Cemetery, I had the Guillen Middle School Leadership Program there, and there are 19 kids that they have picked out that they think have leadership potential. Not that the others don't, but these kids are excelling in what they're doing. And they came out to the cemetery and not only picked up trash, but they got a history lesson. And a lot of them were like, I don't know, I got a cemetery. They were questions they came up to me. The teacher was blown away, who is Ruben Martinez. They were dumbfounded how well the kids really responded. It was not boring. They had a blast, and they learned something.
Well,
and,
and
that's part of their program, is trying to get the kids to learn more about their history.
Well, this place is like that all over El Paso County that you can go do hands-on. Take them down to Hart's Mill, say, what happened here?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, what happened here?
Oh, it's amazing. Oh, by the way, Chip, if you're watching or listening, if you're watching your radio, Chip.
It's not going to move.
It's not going to move. The door has been broken into at the Hacienda restaurant and the door at the Fort Bliss Barracks.
Don't tell anybody that.
No. Just no, it needs to be secured. Or if people are listening and they see something going wrong there, they need to let us know so we can, you know, get it fixed. This last week also I had, I guess, about a dozen kids, maybe a little bit more, from 8 months to 8 years old. And I was surprised at some of the 6-, 7-, and 8-year-olds asking questions about history. You know, it's difficult to present to them something that they understand, but when you talk about, did you ever watch TV and you saw the mummies? Well, just remember, when those mummies were in Egypt and they were building those pyramids, we had a community right here at Keystone.
Yeah.
And then they understand those kinds of things.
Make it relative. Yeah,
yeah, and you talk about Susan McGoffin, who's out there, the statue, the third of the 12 travelers. Talk about her growing up in a very wealthy family in the South. Her grandfather was the first governor of Tennessee, and she went on to marry Samuel McGoffin, who was James Wiley McGoffin's brother. And 8 months after they are married, she's on the Santa Fe Trail traveling with the entourage of traders, her husband and her brother-in-law.
And she went in luxury. That's what's weird about
she
it.
She did.
They brought a bed and put the bed out in the desert and let her sleep on it.
She had carpet in her tent,
oh,
which is bizarre, but
except when it rained.
You know, I think the interesting thing about her traveling is When she started, she was appalled at what she saw, what the natives wore. But by the time she got halfway to Santa Fe, she just had a tremendous affection for the natives. And then she met the Mexican ladies in Santa Fe, which really surprised her. Because if you look at the dresses that they wore in 1846, 1847, you know, the high collar necks, the ankles didn't show. And here's these beautiful young ladies with the dresses pulled down around their shoulders and the high dresses, their ankles were showing. She was just taken aback. But she became a tremendous supporter of the Mexican gals, the ladies that lived up there in Santa Fe. Loved them and learned a lot from them. And even though she traveled in luxury, she did not have the appearance when she was with the people. She was very relaxed around them.
She's 18 years old as well.
18 years old, yeah.
Ah, what a day that must have been.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk to somebody on the phone who wants to hear from us, or we want to hear from them. Her name is Patricia. Good morning. Good morning, Patricia.
Hello, good morning.
You're on the radio, lady. What's up?
I am. Well, I'm just kind of recovering from this big week we had at Concordia, and I really wanted to thank the community of El Paso for coming out, supporting us for our Dia de los Muertos festival this last weekend. We had close to 1,800 people show up out there. That included paid admissions, vendors. It was a great day at the cemetery.
You sure work hard at this. Thank you. And thank you,
welcome.
Patricia Kidney.
Well, I also wanted to say I just got back from the cemetery. We served 63 community service workers, hot dogs and hamburgers, in appreciation for all their work in cleaning up and maintaining the cemetery.
Excellent stuff there. Concordia Cemetery, if you have there's a website there. People can get in touch with you if they need to, right?
Yeah, ConcordiaCemetery.org.
.org.
Yes. .org, of course.
Well, Patricia, you got time to go to Pepe's today? I think that's where we're headed.
I will. Right. I'll meet you there.
All right.
Thank you.
We should warn Pepe's, huh? All right, see you there. Thanks
bye-bye.
A lot. Bye-bye.
Yeah, warn her that Patricia's coming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Concordia Cemetery is one of five historic cemeteries in the county, and we're working on two more designations going into 2017.
What does this do for you if you get designated an historic cemetery?
Visibility is incredible. You're put on a lot of different maps around the world.
Okay.
So, you know, folks, when they're doing research or when they're visiting, and there's a tremendous amount of visitor appreciation for cemeteries. I know when Melissa and I have traveled, we went over to Hawaii years ago, and we went to the cemeteries. I mean, just to see the history there, the people that are buried there, learn about their cultures.
Just a quick note, if you go through Concordia Cemetery and just look at the gravestones, you'll see all kinds of different things that have occurred, like the ones that are made out of trees.
Oh, yeah.
Who were those people?
Woodmen of the world.
Yeah, but you got to look at that history. Yeah. What the heck was that?
Yeah.
There's a Masonic section, a Jewish section, a Catholic section.
And there's art. There's actual creation or programs of art on cemeteries because of the way the gravestones are made. They're pieces of artwork.
It's interesting stuff. All right, we're going to take a break here. Bernie Sargent is in the house. Tell you some more stories when we come back. Some of them will be true, right? Back in a moment.
NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Looking for a refinance or a new home loan? Go to a responsible lender. American Financing employs salary-based mortgage consultants who focus on their customers' financial goals. It only takes 10 minutes to pre-qualify, and you may close in as fast as 10 days. American Financing has no upfront fees and will customize a loan program to fit your financial needs. Call American Financing today at 866-877-2322 or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/radio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/radio.
AARP thanks New Mexico's Public Regulation Commission for keeping electric rates fair. When the Public Service Company of New Mexico requested a 16% rate hike, the commission said no. Thanks to the commission, that increase was limited to 9%. Rate increases may be necessary, but they must be balanced with the needs of consumers. Visit action.aarp.org/NMUtilities to thank your commissioner for voting on the side of New Mexican families. Paid for by AARP.
Type in your favorite band, AC/DC, and boom. iHeartRadio creates a custom artist station that'll shake you all night long. And did I mention artist stations are commercial-free, always. Perfect for those about to rock. Plus, the more you thumb up and down songs, the more iHeartRadio fine-tunes your station. You'll be... Thunderstruck! all your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free. Listen at iHeartRadio.com or download our free iHeartRadio app.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
All right, you want to be a part of something kind of unusual up in Alamogordo. Saturday, November the 12th, being at 6 o'clock at the New Mexico Museum of Space History. They're going to be having a new exhibit open, inducting into their gallery, honoring Gene Roddenberry. He's the newest inductee, and they're going to have a big deal about it. And they're calling it Cowboys and Astronauts. You want to get involved in that? They got all kinds of people coming for that, and it's going to be a big gala deal up there. They're going to charge you for it, but they will take your money and put some into the museum. Give them a call up there, 575-437-2840.
Well, Veterans Day is almost upon us, and on the Northeast El Paso Veterans Day Parade and Ceremony is going to be on November 11th at 10 a.m. from the, and it's going to start at the YMCA at Stalhalla and Hondo Pass, and go to Old Glory Memorial out there at 9550 Gateway North. There's going to be a dance under the flag, which is really great. That's a wonderful place to be in the evenings over there to dance. From
and there's
five,
food involved?
Yeah, 5 to 7 p.m. with food trucks, and you can contact Jimmy Melver at 915-549-5031. But what a great way to celebrate our veterans.
Interesting stuff coming up. More parades going on, Bernie? You know about any?
Yeah, there's one downtown from what I understand, too. I saw the map online that they're putting together a parade down there. So, again, all of us veterans, we thank you, El Paso, for the support. And I thank my fellow veterans and active duty personnel, and especially their families, for the support during all of these trying times.
And we thank you.
Thank you.
Because nobody thanked you yet.
Oh, thank you.
There you are.
No,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bernie Sargent in the house, a man who has been in El Paso long enough to be a native.
Yeah.
It takes 10 years.
Well, we've been going on 30.
So you're here three times a native, mm-hmm. and so you've gotten into the history here, and I think we're all better off for it because you and like Gary Williams and people like that who have forever, and Will DeBusk in his day, were always looking out for stuff.
Yeah.
But now it's a matter of what are you going to do about it, and a lot of the city's gotten interested in its own history.
A lot of people.
And what you're doing through the county to put this information in the public schools is excellent.
Thank you.
Because if we don't teach our children what is the history here, they're not going to get it. In the school systems, right now, you have to teach your own kids. It's the private schools. And the reason I know this, they're the ones buying our videos.
They typically are the ones that show up in mass out of Keystone, too.
They know what they're looking at because they've already heard it in class. What happens is, in the state of Texas, the fourth grade and the seventh grade, apparently, there is some time allowed for curriculum to actually teach Texas history.
Yes.
The kids in El Paso learn all about the Alamo.
Yeah.
Period. and then only if a teacher herself or himself it takes the initiative. Mm-hmm. Can they actually learn anything else? So that's why you're getting tours at Keystone, I take it.
That's it. That has a lot to do with it.
So
and
your
also
look at
Concordia
this?
Cemetery.
What's your look at all this?
My look? I'm just proud to say that we've been able to help just a little bit to move El Paso in that direction. And I think that, you know, folks like my wife and yourself and a handful of other people have done a yeoman's job to make this a success. But there's a lot of work left to be done. And, you know, we're excited about the opportunities. This coming week, Laura Bush is coming in town, former First Lady.
You and Laura were both featured in a recent magazine.
Yes. Yeah, I was honored to be in that magazine. It was quite flattering that they did that.
Authentic Texas.
Mm-hmm. I've got two boxes of those if anybody wants some.
I want one. Can I have this one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Authentic Texas, and there's Laura on the cover. But there's a big article in here about Bernie Sargent.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What happened to you here?
What happened to me? Well, they were just looking. I guess they needed to fill the pages, so they contacted me and had
don't
a couple
be quite of, so humble, dude.
Had a couple of pictures that we have put together. And, you know, one of the things they talked about is Six Guns and Shady Ladies and what we've been able to do in the last 20 years to reach out to the people with edutainment.
Edutainment. Edutainment. Yes. Is that what we call it?
That's
now?
What we call it.
Well,
okay.
You put your money where your spurs are. You, that's you get edutainment.
I certainly don't want to squat over them.
No, so no, anyway. You don't have to take this analogy any further. Just leave
sorry.
It there.
Yeah. It's just momentum gets in the way.
This is true. But the thing is, El Paso history is so broad and interesting. I am surprised that somebody hadn't figured this out years ago to make such a big deal out of it.
People have tried from time to time. Oh. You know, but unfortunately, they're few and far between. They get old, they pass on, and nobody picks up the ball and runs with it. And that's why we're really excited. I'm honored to be the 18th chairperson of the County Historic Commission, and going forward, which started in 1976 here in El Paso, even though commissions by a state level were a lot older.
So El Paso's finally getting its act together and got this figured out. So we have an announcement by somebody named Joel coming on. You ready for that?
Yes.
Joel, got you on the radio. What's up?
Okay, I just wanted to let the public know at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Museum of Art, I mean Museum of History behind the library, we're inaugurating the Vietnam War exhibit.
Oh, yes.
All Memorial Day for the vets, yes indeed.
Yes, and we're going to have a color guard, we're going to have the POW MIA table ceremony honoring all the POWs and those still missing in action. It's a very moving ceremony, and I'd like to invite the public. We're going to be there at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Museum of History.
Thank you very much for ringing up with that. We do appreciate that. That's going on today. A lot is happening. Thank you very much for bringing that up.
Thanks for your service, Joel.
And we're almost out of here, Bernie. What else you got to say about the County Historical Commission?
I've got to thank that our current commissioners and the past probably 10, 12 years for their continued support of the commission. And we've got a young group of people there right now that see the benefits of trying to promote this. In fact, our county judge kind of pushed positively a budget to do heritage tourism outreach and development for the county. And it's a sizable amount of money, and I'm really happy to see that. So thank you, El Paso, for supporting us. We look forward to another couple of years if I'm lucky enough to be reappointed.
And they can come to these commission meetings. They're open to the public.
They're open to the public.
And the next one's on November 14th, 11:30 in the morning, 581-7920. Call Bernie. Hey, Bernie, thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for doing what you do for history. We're all giving it a shot here because it's worthy.
That's right.
It's good stuff. We have better history than the rest of Texas.
That's right.
In fact, I hear that history started here.
That's
stuff
exactly
like that,
right,
you know.
Here, right.
All
in
right.
The studio.
The rest of us are going to Pepe's for lunch.
Join
I dare
us
you
for
to
lunch,
show
gang.
Up.
That'd you be have to pay
fun
your own.
Well, yeah, we're not buying you lunch. We'll just meet you there.
Just come share
and
some
tell
good
you some
talk.
More stories. Next week, come back and do this again. EPHistory.com for details. See you on the 7:30 show next Saturday morning as well.
Wake up and listen.
And here at 10 o'clock. Thanks a lot for joining. Right. Bye, Melissa.
Bye, Jackson. See you next week.
Bye,
Bernie. Everyone.
Bye.
Thank
adios.
You
for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.